In the upcoming election, the citizens of Altoona won't just vote for a governor or senator. They'll also decide whether they want to change their current form of local government. Keystone Crossroads' Kate Lau Schaffner spoke with Wayne Hippo about what a home rule designation means and how it might help a financially distressed city. Hippo chairs the Government Study Commission tasked with examining home rule as an option for the city and drafting a charter.
Wayne Hippo, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Glad to do it. Thank you.
A home rule designation essentially transfers authority over local matters to a local charter that's drafted, adopted, and amended by citizens.
Altoona is a third-class city. So without a home rule designation, we're bound by the third-class city code. The third-class city code, except for a small change which just happened within the last year, hasn't been amended for 75 years. So Harrisburg moves pretty slowly when it comes to allowing some self-government. Home rule gives you the option to return some power to the local people as opposed to waiting for Harrisburg to change and adopt to the times.
Altoona is an Act 47 city. It's officially declared financially distressed. Is the home rule designation intended to help with the financial recovery process?
Well, absolutely. It was one of the recommendations that we explore this possibility. This is a big step in trying to get out of the Act 47. So a lot of us weren't happy, maybe a little bit embarrassed that we went into the financial distress situation, even though it was certainly necessary at the time. This is a chance to help us get out of it.
How exactly?
Some of the recommendations were to look at the opportunity to get away from a real estate tax, which is fundamentally unfair, particularly to the elderly homeowners in the city, to have a more aggressive approach toward job attraction, which we do not have now. So those are the two big reasons for doing it.
One obvious point is home rule gives more flexibility in taxes. You can do things like raise earned income tax. So the charter, the actual charter, isn't all that specific. It just allows for the city to pass an ordinance to change or levy new taxes. Does the commission have anything specific in mind that citizens should know about?
Two things on that front. One, it was very important to us to realize we're not the elected officials in terms of writing the laws. We wrote this to give flexibility to the folks who ultimately get elected. So we weren't trying to be sort of super overseers as much as enablers. And if the public feels they want to elect people to go in a certain direction, they're going to have that ability. And so it's maximum flexibility. In terms of the tax issue, this is a fantastic opportunity, as far as I'm concerned, to allow local tax reform. Right now, too many cities across the Commonwealth are burdened by the fact that they have to rely on real estate taxes. What this does is allows council to manage that much more efficiently and look at earned income tax and de-emphasize real estate tax. So it takes the burden off of real estate owners and gives more of an opportunity for earned income tax to share the burden. We've carefully looked at other municipalities. I'll give you an example. Tyrone, just to our north, has raised the earned income tax one time in 14 years, but they've managed to lower the real estate taxes. It seems like a no-brainer in terms of wanting to take control of taxes and put it at the local level as opposed to the state level.
How exactly is a home rule designation going to change the life of someone who lives in Altoona?
It's really important to realize Altoona is the 10th largest city in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. We, by far, are the largest city currently using the manager-council form of government. It's a small-town form of government being used by a big city. So we don't have a full-time mayor right now, for instance, you have to go pretty far down the list to find another city, a third-class city, that doesn't have a full-time mayor. So it'll give us a seat at that table that we haven't had in Harrisburg for a full-time business advocate. That's, to me, hugely important in terms of a change in how we currently govern ourselves.
So one of the main points in this charter would be to expand the role of the mayor.
Absolutely. And it's being done in a very careful manner. We looked at a number of other municipalities, and one of the fears was, hey, this manager form of government's working good in terms of day-to-day, you know, getting the roads plowed, making certain we have police and firemen. That's working well. We don't want to mess with that. So in our hybrid form that we're proposing in Altoona, the mayor's not going to be able to come in and fire the manager and appoint political cronies. That's all out of there. The mayor in our system will be a full-time advocate for leadership, economic development, and business growth in the city, which should mean tax growth and job growth.
So why should voters care?
I think they should care if they care about a chance to take control of local government, if they care about the opportunity to take control of taxes. I think that that's the biggest thing, is that this gives a lot more flexibility than we have now. And to give Altoona a seat at the table and have a fighting chance at doing a better job of delivering jobs to this community, all of those, I think, are real strong reasons to vote yes.
What's the most important thing you want citizens to know before they vote?
I think it's been a long, drawn-out process that's resulted in an opportunity to change the way we do things in Altoona, not just in a radical manner. Plenty of other communities do this. In fact, a lot of the communities did it 20 years ago. So we're trying to – this gives us a chance to get back on the same level playing field that a lot of communities across the Commonwealth are doing. The one other thing I want to comment on is the Home Rule Charter actually gives citizens a greater voice. So if there are controversial issues, and we've been dealing with one in the city recently, there is a referendum opportunity with Home Rule that allows people to put referendums on the ballot to take a more active role, to oppose things or promote things at the city government level that they frankly don't have under the third-class city code. So it's another chance for citizens to sort of take control on controversial issues.
Wayne Hippo, thank you so much.
No problem. I'm glad to do it.